simile. Does that relate to, and the fact that it's only over a period of time that one can see whether there has been the development of understanding at all? Does that relate to what aspect of awareness and understanding does that relate to? For example, would it mean that it's apparent that there's less clinging to dhammas over a period of time? Or does it mean more understanding of the impermanence of dhammas? Or does it mean less taking things for self? Or
it
does it vary from person to person?
The meaning of patience.
We always want more, don't we? Always want more.
And that is not patience.
Exactly. So it's just talking conventionally as an example to the mind of the patient, that's all.
And yet, you can't develop patience as such, can you?
Why not? Little by little.
Well, you can't
like
develop the idea of self-developing patience, I'll put it that way. Patience cannot be developed.
Have the understanding that there's no self.
But also patience accumulated in daily life, little things in daily life, to be patient. It would help, but there should not be any self.
Without satipatthana.
Not without satipatthana, so you have to know it's not self at the same time. And we can repeat it in theory, but we don't really know it.
It's actually, that's an interesting example about whether it refers to, you know, being patient, say, with the air conditioning that works too harshly or doesn't work well enough, or waiting on the bus or whatever, or whether it just refers to being patient with present reality which has arisen. So I think the meaning is otherwise it's just another story or situation, so it has to refer to being patient with whatever dharma is conditioned at that moment, whether it's kusala, kusala, vipaka, kriya, whatever it is. And I'm also reminded, you mentioned something to me the other day about the meaning of being at ease or living easily. So we think about being at ease or living easily, meaning perhaps being or the meaning of easygoing. We think about easygoing meaning, oh, anything is okay and go with the flow. But you mentioned the real meaning is being at ease with the Dhamma, which has been conditioned right now. So if it's lobha now, understanding, being aware, that is the meaning of being at ease or living easily, accepting with detachment whatever has arisen right now. I found it a helpful reminder, because we always think so much in terms of a little story or a little situation again, instead of understanding that meaning is just being at ease with whatever is conditioned. Would you like to add anything more about it?
Because we think about it, the parami, but at what time can we develop it if it's not now? But we keep on thinking about developing parami, but not now.
So being patient with the Dhamma at this moment, or being true to the present Dhamma.
Yeah.
Being at ease with the present Dhamma.
Nina, we also had a question about the three rounds. about Kilesa Watu, Kama Watu, and Vipaka Watu, and you wondered whether Kusala was included in Kama Watu. Is that right?
Yes. Because when we experience an object and it's first Vipaka Chitta, and then after that there is Akusala Chitta or Kusala Chitta, sometimes Kusala Chitta, and then this can motivate Kama. So then we have the round of Kama. So we talk about the round of Vipaka, the round of Akusala, and the round of Kama. But I would include also Kusala. And how can we fit that in?
Paticca smuppada, avicca condition, sankhara.
Yeah, that is clear. Yeah.
So when we talk about Kama Watu in this case, Kusala is included as well as Akusala.
That is clear.
In this three rounds, as mentioned about vipaka conditions, dhamma, or kilesa condition dhamma, how could kusala be included in kilesa? Because it's kilesa condition. Vipaka condition kilesa, kilesa condition dhamma, and dhamma again, condition vipaka again.
What is it? Conditions kilesa, or I mean, conditions kusala or akusala.
Not just kilesa.
I think
including kusala.
I think that the reason that Ajahn mentioned paticca samuppada is because without kilesa, conditioning, rebirth in this life, without abhijja and lobha, there cannot be any kusala. So we can say that even for kusala, kama, pata, it's conditioned by kilesa, because without life, without the without being in the round of samsara, there wouldn't be any kusala. Yeah. So it's like the indirect cause or condition for
kusala. So kusala is also kilesa.
But it's karma pata, conditioned by kilesa, ignorance, which condition. Like conditions life in samsara is a condition for kusala, one
also,
condition.
Yeah. Not at the same moment, but it is a condition in other ways, a natural dependence condition,
for instance.
And the abhis sankhara. That is the second link. Ignorance is the first link. Ignorance is the first link, and then kusala kama, akusala citta, akusala citta, and then arupa jhana citta is mentioned separately. That is under abhisankara, and that conditions vipaka again. And so the round goes on.
But this three round you mentioned about is it including indirectly this three rounds of vipaka, kilesa, and dhamma.
Right.
This includes kusala and akusala.
Right.
Okay.
It's from yesterday.
That's a good time to.
You think so?
Yes.
Right.
I had always thought, Kunsutin, that uheka was always with sabana citta. That it was because I didn't understand.
Are you talking about feeling?
No, well, there you go. Jetasika and Sankara Kanda.
You mean Tatra Machatata Jetasika?
Yes, okay. But it is, and that's a bit of the answer, that upeka at the feeling level can accompany lobha mula citta.
But that is not that dramatic.
No. Yes.
Feeling.
Yes. Can you? And it sounds a bit silly, but I was trying to think, because for me equanimity
had to accompany Kusala Chitta, Sabana, and when we found that in the Suri Marga, I think, well, what did we find it in this last night? That it was tajaramatta, right?
Rat-tat-tat-tat.
But then I was a little confused about whether, in fact, what I took to be tataram ratatat, was in fact, what is the difference between that and nekama, the parami, that is nekama, detachment? Because they all seem so similar. And I suppose sati is the only thing that will sort out, but...
When we think about tatra machatata by way of upekha brahma vihara,
yes,
can we understand that too?
We can understand it. Sati and banya can understand that, but I'm just thinking, I suppose really it's, again, that thing of sorting out at the conceptual level.
What about this sopana cetasika has to arise with all sopana,
yes,
citta?
Yes.
So it has its own function too, not to be partial.
Right.
Okay. So there is no lopa and dosa. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So
it can arise with dana, sila, and bhavana.
Yes.
Vipaka citta, which is sopana as well.
Right, yes. So that we answered our question last night by finding that one. Yes.
But so I thought you were still a little confused about the indifferent feeling that arose with.
Well,
so that was that.
That's the upekā. That's upekā, which is indifferent feeling. The vedana is indifferent feeling, which can rise with lobha mula citta.
Since,
can rise with joy, can rise with
lobha mula citta. Since the tatra machatata cetasik can arise with all sopana, so it can arise with pleasant feeling as well.
Yes, yes, yes.
But when joy, it's a development of brahma vihara,
yeah,
in order to gain the absorption concentration, it cannot be the first, the second, the third, and the fourth, because by its nature of being impartial or tatra machatta by way of promihara, it has to be arise with ubekha when it's the fourth jhana development.
So it's
not
very,
the first,
it's
development.
It's a very subtle level of
when it's the common level, it can arise with all levels of kusala.
Kusala,
yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Yep, got it. Yep.
So what are the similarities between the two you just said?
One is an aspect, the tapara is an aspect.
Yes, an aspect of upekā, of equanimity, of impartiality.
And what has to do with
it's the
that?
Aspect of balance.
Do you think it's very much like nekama, right?
That's renunciation.
Yeah, I was trying to sort out, because what my problem was that I thought that equanimity always accompanied sobhana citta. But then there was he's gone now, but there was a upekā can also arise with lobha mula citta, with akusala.
Mm-hmm. Satipatthana, there
is renunciation.
There must be
renunciation, yeah. And at that moment, so the real meaning of renunciation is at the moment of satipatthana, and there is also
equanimity or detachment at that moment too.
Mm-hmm.
again, we tend to think about renunciation in terms of leaving behind something or giving up some possessions or something, but the real meaning is the renunciation which accompanies detachment at the moment of satipatthana, renunciation of visible object or seeing or whatever reality is.
All wholesome moments. Right, at the moment, all wholesome moments is the giving up of a kusala,
the renunciation of a kusala at that moment.
Right.
Because we can say there's renunciation at all kusala moments because there is impartiality at all. With all kusala moments, so maybe they work together closely in that regard.
In Thai.
What do you mean?
Impartiality in Thai, just a Thai word.
Akati.
Akati.
So, partiality is akati, not impartiality. Akati is the partiality.
We say there is renunciation of a kusala at each moment of kusala, and there's also impartiality. It seems they work very closely together.
Different level, like by thinking, right thinking, not satipatthana, but it's right thinking.
Right.
Okay. It performs its function already as tatra machatata.
Right.
Mm.
Of impartiality mm-hmm. to the object. And satipatthana, just impartiality to the object. And
different level.
Can one say different level or different kind because it's not self?
Same cetasika.
Right.
So, different aspect or because kusala at level of dana is not the same as kusala at level of satipatthana.
Right. Different aspect of dana.
What happened? That one also let go of the akusala citta. So that moment is also renunciation.
Because there are three kinds of vitakka. Kama vitakka, vyapatha vitakka, vihinsa vitakka. And the opposite is apyapatha and nekamma is also one kind of vitakka.
Nekamma is one kind of vitakka.
Nekamma vitakka. Because there are many kinds of thinking. Thinking of renunciation. By giving or by what? Any aspect of kusala.
About the Bhavanga citta arises and falls away immediately before the Panchadwara Vachana citta. Has the rupa which the Panchadwara Vachana citta arisen already? If it's the Panchadwara Vachana rupa that it actually experiences that rupa, and that rupa has only just arisen, what conditions
the rupa has arisen before?
But that Bhavanga, yeah. So what is the object of the Bhavanga Pucheda Citta? Is it that it is a rupa? Is that rupa?
The same as other Bhavanga Citta.
Remember the same object.
Is there any Bhavanga Citta?
Yes. Yeah. Like from that last Jhavana series in the last life, the same object as the Patasanti. So the object is
the object,
for example, the visible object has arisen, but it hasn't yet been experienced.